Monday, April 5, 2021, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
Right? I don't know. If I die from it, probably.
You'll get the new version.
You're too honored.
You're too honored.
Yeah, right.
Just too honored. You're moving too fast for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Kim, how you doing?
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, it is.
Behind.
Nope, yes. It's all right. We're at 3:00, you're good. All right, at 3:00, we'll call the meeting to order, and let's start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll do roll call.
Janet Gill.
Yes.
Scott Love.
Yes.
Robert Deasy.
Here.
Larry Elbenishus.
Here.
Troy Lonsdale.
Here.
All right. So our first item on the agenda is tabled items, and the first tabled item is the moratorium on wind energy, and I do believe that I met with Joe on Monday, and I think Joe's going to be here a little later today for this meeting as well, that they are going to be moving to a public hearing within the next 30 days. They've done a lot of research to tighten the regs.
Okay.
So that's the plan there. And then on item B, the tabled item related to the alarm service. Kim, I'm wondering if we can just take that off until we get...
I had that on there to ask you if you wanted to remove that until we hear back.
Right.
If I hear back.
Well, so we are getting the service, it's just the liability, we're still going back and forth on it.
It's just the contract, I haven't heard back from him yet.
Okay.
So do we need a motion to take it from the table?
And give it to Kim to let us know?
I'll make a motion to get rid of the Midwest Alarm Service for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Until we have...
Yeah.
Until we have an agreement.
I'll second.
Okay, so we got a motion from Scott, a second from Ms. Troy, or...
I got Troy.
Okay. We'll take a roll on that, please.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes. Okay, and item number two on the agenda is public comment, and at this point, we'll hear from anyone that has comments for any item that is not on the agenda. So if you have any item that's not on the agenda that you'd like to comment to the commissioners, please come forward. Hi, Don.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
Good, how about you?
Hi, Don.
Good. I've been asked by the County Treasurers Association to not spend any of the money that we're getting from the American Rescue Plan Act until we get direction from the state on how to properly code them. So if we could defer that until the new fiscal year, that would help the County Treasurer's Office immensely until we have direction.
That's my plan. My plan.
Yeah.
Rather than amend the budget now to create a fund for it, we still have to, you're still going to deposit it.
Yes.
When it comes, and they said 2 months, so that could be really close to the end of our fiscal year.
Yeah.
So we'll not get spent, and we will create a new fund July 1st.
Okay. Alrighty.
With the new budget, and then that will not have to be advertised, and, you know, separately, which costs money.
Okay. Yep.
That's
so
my plan.
Where does it go when we get it now? Just in the regular?
It goes in the general, probably in the general, doesn't it? He's going to make a new line item for it coming the new year July 1st. Is that the game plan?
And we haven't received all the money yet either.
Oh.
And received.
We haven't received any of it. We have like $3 million that's coming. So.
Okay.
And there's a lot of strings attached, and they haven't decided what all those strings are, so
right.
It'd be wise to...
Deanne Hefner has given us a fund and a code to use.
Oh.
But other than that, that's...
Yeah.
That's it. And also, hopefully, you've noticed...
Are you going to leave it in the bank and not even show up transferred in until that new fund's created? That's a way to do
what
it.
What would you think, Bob?
You'll have to show it. You'll have to show it somewhere.
And,
I mean, it'll
yeah,
be in your
right,
bank.
Because it'll be...
It'll be in the bank. It can just sit there.
That's what I'm...
Just leave
right.
It sit.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, just leave it.
Till we get the new code and then transfer it over.
Can we keep the interest on it?
Oh, yeah.
We can keep it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
They've already addressed the interest. It's an interest, if it's an interest-bearing account, the interest has to be used per COVID.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
That would be an option then.
F&amp;M does not, they don't have interest. So when you get it, if you just, either you could just write a check to F&amp;M.
Deposit in there.
Deposit in there, and then there's no interest.
There's no FDIC, you're gonna have to.
Yeah, you see, do they have enough pledged assets?
Yep.
Do they have enough pledged assets?
You might have to use Enpaid.
Yeah. We have to do some more thinking on this.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah, because you'll have to have some pledged assets or something in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully you've noticed that we are now keeping the.
We give it to Larry, he keeps it.
Thanks, Don.
The lunch hour open, and we are doing titles till 4:30, so.
Awesome, thank you.
Right.
Great job, thank you.
Hopefully that'll eliminate some situations.
Don, we can advertise too. I mean, I thought it would save money to not, but if it, I'll talk to the state auditor's office. Well, maybe we can make a phone call together.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
We might have to amend the budget, we'll see.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not here, it's not here yet.
Yeah, when it comes, we'll find a good place to put it, I'm sure.
Yep, I have it all set up, just not in there yet.
They mentioned within 60 days, so it could be right at the end of the fiscal year for the first part. Okay, our consent agenda, moving on from number, oh, any other public comment? Any other public comment? Okay. Item number three on the agenda is the consent agenda items. This would be the minutes from the last meeting, payroll claims, which I just reviewed. Those who looked in good order, there's just a couple of pieces of documentation we need to get, but just very looked to be in very good order this month. Not very much overtime at all, which is always nice. And accounts payable, we didn't have any accounts payable. That will be next meeting, and Troy will be helping with accounts payable.
So moved on the consent agenda items.
Scott, motion?
I second.
Second from Bob. We'll call a roll on that.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we are down to new business now. Our first item, a new business, item A, is Rick Jenkins from Rural Homer addressing the board regarding Blyberg road conditions. And Rick? Your address is 2442 Blyberg, is that right?
Blyberg, yes.
Okay.
About half a mile east of the province.
Half a mile east, okay. Thank you, that helps for reference.
What my concern is our county roads, they're getting really bad, really bad. I live in the country, I drive on these roads every day. We haul a lot of grain from my brother's place. We have about 600,000 bushel storage at his place. We have to haul it out every fall. We're finishing up in spring. And these roads are really, really getting bad. And the thing that I see on the roads is when the guys maintain them with the blades, they cut about 2 feet in from the edge of the road. And what that does is the water runs off and it sits in that pocket on the edge of the road. And then it soaks in. Well, it weakens the road, makes it soft. And if you get on that edge with the semi loaded, they had one turnover last year. It came out of Kirkholm's and turned right over on the top, spilled the semi-load. Nobody was killed, but that's what happened. I drive one of those trucks. I know. It's very scary. But they're cutting that edge on the outside, which they need to go clear to the edge because there's gravel out there also clearing the edge, and there's gravel clearing the ditch. And they're not maintaining it as much as what they should. I bet it was 2 months last year, there was a stretch, 2 months, I didn't see a blade out there. So, you know, these roads are heavily traveled, and the gravel works its way to the outside all the time, and you have to bring it back to the center. You have to.
Is it mostly Blyberg? Is that?
Blyberg is very heavily traveled because Olson Farms in that area, Kirkholm, my brother Dave Jenkins, Gable also has a feed lot up on top of the bluff there. They bring trucks in and out of there all the time also. So there's a lot of traffic through that, besides all the cars.
Right.
You know, it's a back way into the reservation also. You can get to the river and then go into the reservation. So there's a lot of Indians who go down from the Bonanza. They don't want to drive down the highway, so they go that way. We want to keep them safe.
Would it be better if there were better ditches or deeper ditches?
Well, those roads haven't been built up for a long time, so they're getting wide and smashed down. There's hardly any crown because they're so wide. And when it get rain, you know, it doesn't drain off. That's why they get soft.
Sure, they got to bring them up and get them away from the ditches, the water in the ditches.
Yeah, the ditches.
Solve them up and show them.
Right, exactly. Well, they used to do that every 10, 15 years. And I don't think that's been, I think they were going to do it a couple of years ago, but it just didn't get done.
That becomes right the road right where you're talking about to the four-way. It needs elevated.
Oh, yes, yeah, to the four-way, definitely.
We went out on a road tour on a bus, was it two weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. So we did note that there's several areas where we need to get a little better drainage, I think, so it doesn't get so soft. So
yeah, and what happened also last year, I was mentioning the blade was cutting about 2 feet in from the edge, and there's gravel on the outside edge that he wasn't pulling back in. Well, that water set out there, and then it got late in the year, and then we got snow. Well, they had the wing on the blade, and it peeled that about 6 to 8 inches of dirt and gravel, shot it about 6 feet out of the ditch.
Yeah, I think
there's the gravel that should be on the road. Yeah. And we mow those ditches also, so I'm dealing with that also.
Yeah.
Fred, how should we address that subject?
Just like you said, Larry, and the ditches need to be pulled up, shouldered up, get a little more crown to the road.
When can we do that?
Anytime the weather permits, we're going to start, as you and Troy both know, have asked for roads that we're going to be doing ditches and culverts. We've started some already where it's dry, Blackbird's south side there takes a little while, but we'll start pronto.
Last year they kind of pulled the sides in a little bit there, but not enough mounting.
Actually take some dirt out of the ditches to build the road up, just not pull the shoulders up.
Yeah, it'd be beneficial too when it snows. The snow could blow off if the wind blows, getting it up in the air.
So that's on one of the list on the project, or one of the places on the project list, the Liburg Road?
Correct.
Good, outstanding.
Yeah, and one thing you have to remember too is it's right beside the bluff there in a lot of spots, so it doesn't, the sun doesn't burn it off.
Yeah.
You know, late fall and
it stays pretty damp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And doesn't thaw out either.
Was that the first thing on the list?
Yes.
Yep.
And maybe that over on Bluff Road too, because that's kind of a mess right now.
It is.
Looks like bad.
Yeah.
It is.
I lived along the Bluff Road, and all that shade keeps them soft and wet sometimes. So
And I want to also ask, what gravel or rock are we putting on the roads now? There's a white powder that comes off there now that is just, it blinds you, forever, it just hangs. And it seems like the rock breaks up a lot faster. You pour it on one day and the next day it's all smashed down to powder.
I don't know, that'd be a Fred question.
It's granite is what it is, so it's not breaking up.
Is it crushed concrete, is that what it is?
No, it's actually crushed granite.
Crushed granite, really?
Yes.
Really? Well, I'd say it's just a white powder.
But it has vines in it, so that's where you see your white powder on it.
Okay.
Phil, how much is that material?
That's around $18.25.
It's about $3 and something cheaper than the clean.
Than the three-quarter?
Clean.
I think it's damn near close to $4, Larry.
I was thinking it was $20 and the clean was $23.
No, I think we can give 3/4 inch clean for right around 20 something. And they're charging us 18 1/4 for the Class A.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe $3.60 a difference. But see.
And that's basically why we're always looking for better material. It's just proximity and, of course, price.
But the thing about it is, if the guy bought the clean material, he wouldn't be paying for sand.
Yeah. The state always tells you should have a certain amount of fines in with your, to mix with your clay to make a base. You get just your regular clean 3/4, it wants to roll around on you. more, see what I mean? You get more work.
I understand how it could, but on the other hand, Dixon County being in a lot of trouble because they're using worse ground rock.
So if we do, if this is on the list for the summer, one of the projects, would that be the time to kind of analyze what kind of, how to rebuild that road to make it more solid?
I wish we could get crushed concrete again, that work.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's.
Okay.
Not very promising.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see us use some of the, add to some of that clean there on a new road. It's going to squeeze in or get packed into the loose material.
On a fresh grade, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's that also that.
This will be fresh grade, won't it?
Yeah. And there's also the inch clean too, is that quartzite?
Mm-hmm.
And the 3/4 and 1 inch. The 1 inch would work pretty good there on a new grade.
And we've done that before, or bad spot frost boils.
Unless in between time they come up with something better, but.
But if just our general stuff that we haul, I'll try anything.
Class A, I mean, that's the thing with my sand and really fine stuff that you're paying for that weight. And, you know, you actually get more area, the cubic yard of the clean, you get more material because you don't have that real fine stuff filling in the voids around the bigger rock. So if you really looked at it close, and I think that's why the suppliers charge more because they're giving you that sand, they're trying to get rid of that sand.
Well, there's less involved in cleaning.
So Rick, so basically your main concerns are the soft edges and then what kind of rock, so when, as we deal with this project, we can
work with that. Okay. One of my big concerns is the maintenance throughout the year.
Oh, maintenance, okay, yeah, I got that.
You get to pull that rock back to the center, mm-hmm. It's going to be in the ditch. Take a drive down there, you'll see it all in the ditch right now. It's really bad.
Okay.
You're just losing so much all the time. Smooth the road out because there's so much.
There's a lot of truck traffic. I'll tell you, that's really impacting a lot of our roads.
Yeah,
it really is. You're right. It does impact the roads. Yeah. Okay.
Well, like I mentioned too, there was that truck that turned over down there. Mm-hmm. I was driving one of the semis one day, and I was coming north on it's called Elm, which goes north from the Four Corners. And I got over the first bridge, which is Pigeon Creek, and. I met somebody where you have to get over. I got over and I fought it. I was just about in the ditch. I mean, it just about sucked me in. Hmm. It scared the heck out of me. And I wasn't going fast either. I mean, it just pulls you in, that load, you know. Hmm. So it's a big concern.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming today because, like I said, we just did that road ourselves.
I really want to make sure we get this taken care of.
Yeah.
People's lives out there. Mm-hmm. You know, something can happen.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, it's not, I think we were had a nice drive, or not a nice, but we were our eyes were opened about some of those opportunity areas and ditches and drainage.
If
so,
anyone has the time, I'll take you around to where I'm talking about also and show you the places.
I think what you're exactly talking about, Rick, is we went on Alma.
We did Alma and Blyber, all the way down Blyber. Yep. We did that.
We did talk about, we addressed, your road being low and
culverts and
culverts down past, mm-hmm. getting closer to the Boy Scout Ranch down there. The culverts are starting to kind of wash off on the edge. And, soon we'll be out soon to start on the project.
Yep.
It sounds like we're going to use some fresh rock with no fines. Maybe try it out on your road and see how it works.
That's good. Yeah. Use it as a tester. You bet. No problem. I'll give you a report if you'd like.
All right, good.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. Thumbs up, I hope.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Like I said, we just want to be safe.
Thank you. Absolutely. We want all of our citizens.
Like I mentioned, I was driving a truck one day, and it just about got me in the ditch.
It's very scary.
And if I would have gone over, I would have gone right over on the top, too. That's the way semis go.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
top
good.
Top heavy.
Yes, definitely. Well, the semi that turned over, the ditch was about 30 foot deep where he turned over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he went right over on his top.
Because in some places we notice it's almost the fields come right up to the road, so
it's almost too
flat.
This is just east of Gables Lane that goes up into the hill there, and it's climbing that little hump.
That ear, okay.
And it's about 30 feet down there. And he had a son with him, about an 8-year-old son.
Mm.
lucky something didn't happen.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Item number B is Christie. And Christie, I understand you've got some information regarding an assessment software update.
We need to update badly. The abstract was due the end of March. Jeff and I worked till, it was due Friday the, I don't even know what day, the last day of March. And we were here till 9:30 and couldn't run reports because RTI had switched us to a new server. TerraScan is an old system, and it wasn't compatible with the server. They had to give us an extension, and we still were late till the next Thursday. And I was out of town. The girls handled it. Jeff handled it. I did over the phone what I could. It was bad.
Okay.
We have got to update. We would like to stick with TerraScan. I did get two other bids, but we'd like to stick with TerraScan because it would be an easy conversion. MIPS and TerraScan were almost identical in price. Vanguard was, for 5 years, was $104,000 with a one-time fee of $20,000 for conversion. So that's kind of out anyway. They're kind of a different duck assessment-wise. So it'd be MIPS or Terra. We'd like to stick with Terra.
I thought with MIPS, talked to the Treasurer's Department, because we had several issues last year when we went through audit where things didn't go quite across right, and it really caused some issues. Is that a reason to look at MIPS a little closer?
We don't care for MIPS. We've worked with them before. We don't care for it in the office. Since we know TerraScan, we'd like to stick with them.
Do they have something that will bridge the gap between?
Yes, they have a brand new, it's called T2.
Okay.
Oh, to the treasurers? I don't.
Yeah, because
so.
That's a piece that we really struggled with last year. I think anytime we made a correction through, if it didn't get it, I don't know what the deal was, something that it didn't connect directly. So when they collected taxes, it didn't sort it.
We don't have anything to do with taxes, though.
Well, I know, but I mean, it all ties together as a county. As a county,
everything we had went over. That we sent.
So
went
it's
over.
What's the quotes? What are the quotes? I guess what is that would
MIPS
help.
MIPS was $1,730 a month, which ends up being $19,000 or $20,000 a year, and TerraScan is $19,425, and that's conversion and everything.
$19,425 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was $1,730
a month.
Oh, you got a calculator? Okay.
Yeah, they're $20,760.
So $1,000 difference is all they are, isn't it?
Yep. And you like the TerraScan anyways.
We do. They're
so
very good.
The T2.
Yeah.
How long is the contract?
I think it's a yearly contract.
So a year?
Mm-hmm.
So if this conversion thing doesn't work as well as we think it should, can we look at MIPS again or no?
As far as I know, I haven't got a solid contract. They told me that's what it would be. I mean, I haven't seen a contract.
Yeah, I recall back in the day, you made a change in the center of things, I mean, just to make things better, if I remember right. But the point of the matter is, if you don't like what it is, you can do something different. It's a year contract, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
we're not tied up for.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was my only concern, because I do remember sitting through the audit, and that was
If I could just add, just for the board's information. So one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the drawbacks with Terra, and I know they like Terra, is that the two systems don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Christy does their things on their side, and especially at tax time or when the statements and all that is put together. So Terra then has to, they send that file to MIPS on the treasurer side, and so there's some obviously software issues that MIPS then has to deal with because they don't mesh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So MIPS then charges the treasurer's office, so the difference in the $1,000, we pay more than, or probably right at $1,000, or we, the treasurer's office pays $1,000 to have the software
compatible
combined.
With, yeah, okay, I get it.
Combined. So So there, it's not, so it's almost apples and apples, or not apples and apples.
It's a wash, money-wise.
The money's a wash. The good thing, as far as I'm concerned, and again, I don't think we can tell Christie or her office which system, if they liked her, that's they're totally, I think they're fine with that. But the two systems then, so the tax roll corrections you're talking about, mm-hmm. If Christie does a tax roll correction and we were both on MIPS, mm-hmm. it would just transfer to the treasurer's side. It's all one big happy. Mm-hmm. So right now, Christie has to do a tax roll correction, and we still write them. She has to write them, which she may do anyway. We're all on MIPS. Mm-hmm. She has to write them down. She has to physically bring over the copy of the tax roll correction to the treasurer's office. It's just a little more work. But again, they've been on Terra for a long time. They like Terra. And if they like that and it's the best system for them, because just switching to MIPS, I think, is a big change.
Okay.
A big change.
So I see what you're
saying.
For
them.
Yeah.
All their files, everything. But again, on the long term, you only got to do it once. Right? If you do the change over, mm-hmm. There's other offices, deeds mm-hmm. is on MIPS, clerk's on MIPS. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
So you would like to go to Terra Scan, is what you're saying, for a mm-hmm. year contract at
yes.
whatever, 19?
425.
Okay, let's do it. All right, I'll make a motion. Let's rock and roll. I'm ready. T2, here we come.
When would this happen?
I would think within
what just
few
happened?
Months.
I don't know.
When would this
oh,
happen?
Oh, okay. I thought you said what just happened. I was like, okay, yeah, me too.
We're hoping to get it started before protests.
Okay, yeah, because that's a prime time.
Yeah, I know right now we're not dead, but we're not as busy as we usually are, so we could get
you could get it all done.
Okay, we got the request for approval. I made a motion.
Okay, that made a motion to accept your recommendation then is, Christie, that's the one that you're...
That's part of my motion to go along with the assessor's recommendation of the T2.
For 1 year contract.
You bet, 1 year for a current cost of $19,425.00. That's my motion. You bet.
You might want to second that.
You want me to second it too, or can I do that or not?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a second from Bob. We'll do roll on that.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Sure. Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy. See you later.
Have fun. All right, and item number C, Becky Mathis, the Health Board President, is going to update us on the Health Department Director.
So we've done interviews, and the Health Board is recommending Kevin Blosch as our new Director for the Health Board. And we need, I'm sorry?
Spell his last name.
B-L-O-S-C-H.
Correct.
B-L-O-S-C-H.
Kevin.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kevin. Or
yeah, I am from Sioux City. I live in Morningside.
Uh-huh.
My background is I ran a call center for 8 years, mm-hmm. and then the executive director of Floyd Place Assisted Living in Sergeant Bluff. I did that for 4 years.
Okay.
So I believe my strength is personnel management. Mm-hmm. A little bit of health industry background. I get mm-hmm. the acumen, but I probably need to get trained up a little bit on the process this year.
That's great. Sound like you've had some good experience in the back of your background in healthcare.
A lot of personnel management.
Yeah, and that's good. It's been a busy year for that department, very busy, so those skills will be important.
Are you sure you're up for the challenge?
I made it through her interview.
All right.
I was kind of mean.
Well, was it
Bob and Troy?
Be happy you're starting today.
Right. Yes.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today. Hopefully we're on the downhill side of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're on the downhill side.
back into the pandemic.
I missed out on the last one. Nobody informed me that we had to, that we're going to have a meeting. So I never got an email. I double checked everything.
I'll show you. I have sent. I save files. I work for HUD.
You can come down and look at mine too. I'll show you all mine.
All right. Welcome.
Do we need a motion or do we just?
Yeah, he has to be approved by you guys.
Okay. All right.
So I will move to approve the Kevin Bosch as the new health director.
Okay, Bob. And Larry will second that. All right. And we'll go and
Troy?
Roll.
No.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Looking forward to working with you.
Good luck.
That's what I told you.
You'll be fine.
That's what everybody keeps saying. It's gonna
It'll get worse before it gets better, all right? That's the only thing I can tell
you.
It
always does. All right. But thank you very much.
Yep,
thank
good luck you. To you. See you later.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay, item number D. Board to approve resolution 21C-009. To authorize the ground supervisor to sell surplus property at the surplus sale and the board to declare such surplus property as obsolete and not usable. And I believe there was a big list, if I recall.
Yes.
And it looked like it was a lot of gateway or basically monitors and keyboards. Probably everybody that's a laptop now is what I'm guessing.
There's not very many laptops.
Yeah.
It just...
So... This is the whole list that will go on a surplus sale. Is Kevin here to tell us how that happens, or do we just approve the list and he figures it out?
We're going to set the sale date for April 30th, and we're just going to do it for 2.5 hours. Mostly it's junk.
Okay.
Employees are interested in it. We're required by law and by statute that if it was purchased with taxpayer money, that it has to be put on a surplus sale, but most of it is unusable. I mean, that's what it is.
Just stuff.
Someone else's treasure. Right?
Someone else's treasure. Yeah, a lot of old computer stuff, which we have a really hard time even trying to get anybody to want or take. So Kevin's going to sit down there for 2.5 hours from 11 to 1:30. So it's kind of over anybody's noon hour or lunch break if anybody wants to check it out. And then we're allowed to dispose of it.
Where are we going to advertise?
The Star.
The Star.
And anybody can come in. So
we'll
it's not just employees.
We'll advertise for 2 weeks in the Star.
Okay. It's free range to anybody.
And I will put it on the website also. Mm-hmm. It'll be on the web page and the Star will direct them there for the whole list. So if anybody wants to look at the list of stuff that's on there, then they can go to the website.
Can I make a motion to approve the resolution 21C-009, authorize the buildings and ground supervisor to sell the surplus sell on April 30th of 2021 from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's my motion.
To declare such surplus.
Okay.
Obsolete.
Scott,
not reasonable by the county.
Okay.
Okay.
You read it pretty. You did a good job of reading that. There,
Janet.
Scott. Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
You know, people are shorthand. I'm short talked. Okay.
Joan does pretty, she puts all the words we
I do.
Say.
I know.
I
appreciate that. I appreciate that, Joan. Okay, the next one, number E, is we have a resolution regarding highway superintendent has a surplus, is he over there? Surplus mobile equipment pursuant to 23-3115, and we're going to. We have to authorize that and declare the mobile equipment as unusable by the county. So, and this looks like it's something particular. Is that right, Fred? This is something particular? Okay. 2006, that's the one. Cab crew, Chevy cab crew?
Crew cab.
Yeah. Crew cab, four-wheel drive. All right. I don't know anything about this pickup, but it appears it's designated as obsolete and worth less than $5,000.
Do we?
We actually, it could go for more.
It's borderline, isn't it, right?
It is borderline. I would like to see it. Troy would like to put it on Big Iron.
Whole bunch of stuff out there to put on Big Iron.
We only got one thing on this resolution.
I don't know why we only got one thing. There should be at least a dozen.
There's just one today. There could be more next time.
Well, why not do it all one way?
Oh, yeah, we have one more meeting, don't we?
I think we need to know what it is. It needs to be on the, I think, right, Joan? It needs to be on the agenda?
Yeah, if you're selling anything.
We'll step down.
We can handwrite it in on this.
We can?
Or we have another meeting the 22nd if we want a list to bring to come forward.
Iron's really up right now. You can get $300 for an old junk car.
Wow.
We got a couple of scrapers running around out there. They ain't doing nothing, haven't done nothing for 20 years, and they weigh about 45,000, probably 50,000.
So yeah. We can handwrite them in, Joan, is that correct?
You know what else?
Don't you have to have the part number or anything, like the ID number?
Well, we should plan ahead a little bit, though. We don't want to just stuff them.
Well, we got till.
We can do it the next meeting.
The 30th?
We'll get together and talk to you.
Yeah. So we approve the truck.
We got to make a
decision.
Now
it's time to do it.
Really, nothing to be done with it.
Should we do the truck for now and then go kind of maybe bring an additional list next meeting? Would that be possible?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that sounds good.
All right.
So I'll make a motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So resolution. Bob's going to make a
move
motion.
To approve.
21C-010. Is that the one on the surplus?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
And Scott will second that on the truck, the 2006 truck. Motion on that is motion second. Any discussion? Additional discussion? Otherwise, we can take roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. All right, so that's one item, but we still have time to get some others on if we need to. It could be just the same type of thing, right? All right. Item number F on the agenda. Unless there's something there. Okay with that? Board to approve resolution 21C-011 to adopt and approve the agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation on the project number NH-129-130, which is basically I-29, the South Sioux City. Right over there, I'm assuming there. It's a lot of information about markers, and I don't know why all that marker.
It's a survey. It's our
surveyor.
Any project the state does, our surveyor has to make sure that the corners are kept. And he said there are no corners.
Yeah.
So we still need to send it back to him and let him know that there's no corners that need to be set or reset on this project, and just let them know that. So
that's why there's zero corners,
right.
$0.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my concern.
Yeah.
Does it say we get nothing?
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird, because I didn't really realize.
There are none, according to Tim Lampert.
So there's no monuments to move.
It's, it's all highway, all that strip of highway right there. So there's...
Basically from the river all the way
up. So it doesn't,
Okay. Well, that sounds like an easy one. I'll make a motion then to adopt the agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation regarding the I-29 improvement project.
Second, Jill.
Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. Well, that gets us through all of our new business. Now we are down to miscellaneous and old business. And Fred, you're up on the road report, which I think we all have copies of, I believe.
March 21st to April 3rd, 418 hours of road maintenance, debris removal 4 hours, garbage pickup 4, magnet 6, gravel hauled 2,021 tons, sign repair 26 and a half hours, road concerns, grading, irritant, gravel, 240th, 260th, and 220th.
a lot more hours grading. That was, looks like you guys got out quite a bit this week with grading.
Thank you.
That's right.
I got one, just one concern. Our diesel tanks out there, those are live all the time.
The what tanks?
The diesel tanks in front of the shed.
Yes.
That can't be. We got to do something about that. They're not locked up or nothing. You could go out and take diesel fuel. You could, anybody could take diesel fuel anytime, right?
Well, if you knew where the switch was, yeah.
But they're on.
They're on all the time. So Larry.
I checked them on Saturday and they were on, you know. And then we checked another Sunday.
They were on.
They were on.
Okay. So that's something we'd really like to get.
And the one down to Homer, that one was off. But the filler cap, you just stick a transfer pump in there and load. The price of fuel is not real bad right now, but before this administration's on, it'd be $5 a gallon.
So you want them padlocked? And
it should be padlocked.
And maybe shut the power off at night if there's a power button that's easy to access.
That'd be easier, maybe, even.
The one here in Dakota City, it's not an issue. They got some kind of filler caps on there. I don't know how they come off. There's a trick to it. I wasn't smart enough to figure that out. But one, those two in Emerson or Hubbard are on. I don't know about the one in Emerson. I haven't been able to check yet.
They're just the old style with the flop lid and the eyelid in it. So it isn't a screw tight cap.
Better yet, a guy could put some security cameras up. That'd really be cool. Then we can see if anybody's taking anything else.
All right. So we'll look, check into keeping. Or turning them off or whatever it is. I don't know how you do that, but yeah.
I know we have an emergency shutoff. I ain't sure where the shutoff switch is, even on our fuel tanks there, but I'll find out, make sure it's locked.
Even if it's just padlocked in the evenings and weekends, you know.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's in the building, I think, the power switch.
It used to be, but when we moved it from the north into the south, and with that switch isn't used anymore, I know where.
I didn't see any switches there a month ago in the canopy.
Thanks, Fred.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Item B, Joe O'Neill, planning and zoning. Address the board regarding job responsibilities and description. Job duties and responsibilities and description.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Joe.
Just bringing you an awareness of how busy the planning and zoning department has become. And I have a full-time job, and I agreed to do the administrator when it started, when Arnie Malik retired. But it has gotten to be where it almost requires a full-time person. And with everything I'm doing, I'm catching on the back end where buildings are built, grain bins are put up. I mean, I'm catching everything after it's already started or gotten underway to a certain point. And some things have gotten completely built and we catch them. We're catching a lot of stuff on the flyovers every year now. But it needs to be somebody out there traveling the roads, observing themselves, getting with Christy and checking the flyovers and knowing where to go. But it's gotten to such a point that it almost needs to be somebody that has been schooled in planning. There is I know the colleges, University of Nebraska has a degree just for planning. And most of it refers to municipalities and big cities, but it's a lot of it can be transferred over to the counties. And then also with this position, you get the title of planning and or flood management director. And that's gonna take a lot of schooling. I've not had the time to even really delve into it at all. And that's where the county is kind of liable. If they don't do some things correct and get it all filed with the State Department and the federal, the county could start losing state and federal money, and we can't afford to do that. So I think it's time that the board think about looking at a full-time position. And I know there's several counties that their planning and zoning administrator is also an administrator for one of the small towns in the county. So it might be something that can be in conjunction with each other, whether the Dakota County works with Homer or Jackson, or I know Hubbard has their own planning and zoning now, so. And Jackson contracts with South Sioux City, so maybe that's something that can be looked at too, where you can share a cost for the planning and zoning.
So you're not quitting, you're giving us a recommendation.
I'm giving you a recommendation, and I'm telling you, I don't have the time to do it.
Okay.
So basically, if you move on, I mean, I can continue on, it's just we're catching everything on the backside, and it's running into problems legally where somebody's got something built, they needed a variance, he didn't get the variance, and now the variance board's saying we can't do it, and they want him to tear his new building down.
Things have just grown and things are happening.
Things are happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Busy county.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're addressing a lot of changes to our amendments, our regulations, where I know you guys know we're tackling the wind energy. Mm-hmm. And I think this next month's meeting will get our wording finalized, and then next month we'll have a public hearing and then send it to you guys for finalization.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then in the meantime, now the solar, I've gotten a lot of calls on solar panels, people wanting to put solar panels on their houses and in their yards or wherever.
Mm-hmm. I got a question.
Yeah.
Regarding that, is that something you need a building permit to do?
Yes.
Okay.
We are required.
A lot of people are doing that.
I know, and I'm catching it. I'm actually getting the calls from the solar panel companies instead of the homeowners. Mm-hmm. And they're contacting me.
Is that lack of schooling by the people that are selling the solar panels, or I mean, do they tell? I get their people just don't know, or
it's the people. It's the people wanting them on their property and house. They don't. They have a lack of education, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the solar companies they know enough that they got to call ahead. Mm-hmm. And I'm requiring them all to have a building permit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the planning and zoning board is going to look at if that's what we want to do, or if we want to have a conditional use permit for just solar panels. And we're going to update our regulations.
So
it's something that needs to be addressed. I'm not near retirement yet, mm-hmm. so I'm not looking to step into a full-time position anywhere right now. So,
Joe, when you did your research on these other counties, do they still have they still have boards, right?
Oh yeah,
representatives.
Yeah.
From
the administrator just kind of directs information to put in front of the board. Like people come to me, and like over here on Alma Street, I had a report of the guy just storing cars in his yard, and I drove out there and he had 25-30 cars just lined up out in his yard. Well, we decided he needed a conditional use permit. We put that on the board, the in front of the planning and zoning board, and we had a lot of public dead set against it in that location, so the board ended up turning it down. Now if that guy would have done some homework and talked to all his neighbors and had everything in line ahead of time, mm-hmm. it might have went completely different for him.
Mm-hmm. Was he going to sell them, Joe? Sell the cars? Or
he was just towing them. He towed them and stored them there. And then with the state of Nebraska, you gotta build up such a storage fee that it goes beyond the value of the car. And then you can petition the state to get title to that car. And then he can sell it. He's not looking to do any junkyard or anything. He just keeps it complete. Once he gets ownership, then he takes it on to the scrap.
But it's an ag location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an ag location, and we were going to do it with a conditional use permit.
So now he has to get rid of all his cars?
Yep. He's got 3 months to get rid of his cars.
So that's the kind of thing that you'd like to be, you feel like somebody needs to be monitoring this stuff more on the front end
yeah.
and checking it out.
Yeah, and I mean, the county has got so many miles of roads that uh-huh. with having a full-time job, and doing it after hours or when you can, you just don't have enough time to do it all and catch it. And there's some that are set way back in, like one gentleman bought an old farmhouse, built a cabin beside it, had the cabin completely built, and I got a call about, because he was building a garage. Well, I drove back there, looked at the brand new garage, it was already framed up, but then I seen the cabin beside it. So he had two buildings going up that you couldn't see from the roads. And Fred's guys, they try to notice things, and anybody else will take any suggestions to go check something out, but it's just things happen, and it's people own the land, they want to do what they want to do with their own land, and sometimes with planning and zoning it doesn't work. So
I think our new fiscal year starts on July 1st. I wonder if we can sometime between now and the new fiscal year kind of decide how we move forward with this, because you're suggesting you're
willing
to help us out.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave you stranded.
On the back side, I put from our other counties and like counties,
here it is right now.
We're paying $6,500 a year, and then Saunders and Seward, which are like population, which is maybe what you should compare to versus like value. Maybe you should be looking at like population. They got a $52,000 combined with a building inspector, $43,900 combined with the weed guy. Gage is paying $44,000. They combined the position with emergency manager. Even Colfax County, that has half the population, has a full-time person at 31.
Do they offer the employee a vehicle to drive then to go check all this out too, or do they pay mileage, or how does that work?
I keep track of my miles and turn it in every month or every quarter. I mean, I let it build up, but I turn them in. And
I would think these counties here got to give a vehicle for that type of money that they're paying.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have fleet? We have fleet cars, don't we? Do we have any? I mean, just the electrical car, is that the only one we have?
We don't have a fleet.
Okay.
Unless it's the road department. Those are not really.
The road department's getting rid of one.
The 2006 thing.
I don't know. So you make a good point. Take stock of.
In fact, there's two down to Homer, and you really only need one down there for an emergency.
Yeah.
So shoot, that guy, he could have one of them down there. Fred's old truck, that's only got 120 on it.
Yeah.
Low miles.
Okay. So
I might be interested.
Tell the guy we'll give a truck. Fred's.
That's a good point. Because it tie right into economic development.
Some of them are complaints. And if I get a complaint, I'll go. I'll go out and check it out.
Combined with the weed guy. Wow.
Yeah.
Because he's around there in the summer.
Sure.
I mean, he'd wander off into who knows where.
Yeah. Yep.
So he could spot him.
Yeah.
It looks to me like that could work. Like maybe they're smart and doing what they're doing there.
Yeah.
But then again, stop and think about it. You need somebody that's not really so biased, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you got your buddy or your friend or your neighbor's cousin's best friend, sister's, you know, babysitter building something, you know.
That's why you need guidelines. That's why you have an administrator, and
that's got cleared through the board, right?
Yeah.
It's got to have a permit.
If somebody,
right?
If mine, I've had two son-in-laws build buildings, and they said, well, we know who to talk to. I said, yeah, you do, and now you got to go talk to these guys. You know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, you can't, it's just not something that the administrator can say. Now, I'm not going to say anything that I'm not sure that sometimes his head got turned a little bit.
But you're
before,
right.
But
you're right. You could keep your eye on the ball a little easier with the. And
Joe, just be proactive instead of reactive to all these complaints.
Right.
So.
Because right now, you're saying that you're not ahead of any of the game. You're always...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying a lot of them get before.
Yeah.
A lot of the county does things correctly. They'll come, get a building permit, or want to do a zone change, or whatever is required. It's just some, you know, either they don't know or don't want to know.
Right.
Until he has to. You know, they always say it's a lot easier to beg forgiveness than permission. So,
I've heard that before.
Yeah. I think I've used it before. So it's just something to keep in mind to look at.
We'll take a look.
Yeah, and Joan had a good idea. I know we've been looking at economic development. Maybe it's something we could do. You know, kind of like you pointed out, combining some positions
because they want to get out in the county.
And there's a lot going on in this county. I mean, it is. Things are moving and shaking. So.
Yeah, it's a populated county.
Yeah. Now, you've done a great job, Joe. I appreciate everything you've done, but I understand your dilemma with...
Well, and it just gets to a point where you feel like you're not doing a good job and not doing all you should, but you just have so much hours in the day.
Right. And your real job is... You've got another job that's a real job.
I do, yeah. And during the summer, it gets expanded, so...
Yeah.
You know.
When things are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing this to our attention. We'll try to address it in the next couple of months before the next new fiscal year and come up with a solution to help you out.
Thanks.
Well, maybe we'll keep you on the board, though, Dish.
Well,
be one of the...
The board, I think, we've got the board full again. We just had a resign person, and we've got that filled already, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Or do we, Joan? Do we have applicants?
I sent it in the advertisement, so it's next agenda. It's been advertised.
I talked to somebody that they were going to fill
in. We've got an application already, so they have to appoint it at the next meeting. It's on April 19th.
Well, good.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Have a good day. All right. So we should make a note about that before our chance. Item number C. Is our new health program, our new health plan wants to do us to sign an amendment related to the benefit plan, which clarifies, changes, revises, and updates related to benefits, deductibles, and prescription drug program through the Mid-American Benefits for Dakota County.
So right now, everyone's still looking at the Three Rivers plan document, and so what they're doing is saying we don't have time yet to completely redo that plan document. So Three Rivers plan document is still in place, and if you'll sign amendments 1 and 2, it's changing the verbiage. Three Rivers is now Mid-American, and Welldyne is now
Magellan.
And that type of thing. The deductibles changed, the prescription drug program changed, how they pre-certify.
Everything looks fine, though, right, Joe?
It does. It was needed. We had some people that, you know, needed the plan document, and so.
Okay, I don't know if anybody has any discussion on it, but I think it's pretty cut and dry. Joan's looked at it, and it's a lot of verbiage. And I'll through the chair and sign the amendment number 1 to the Dakota County Employee Health Benefit Plan. Clarifies, updates the medical benefits, deductibles, prescriptions, programs of Mid-American Benefits in Dakota County.
I'll second that.
Are you okay there that time?
You did.
That's
good. Wow.
That was pretty professional.
See, it's on the recorder, so we want to get all the words.
It felt good.
Larry? Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
And then item number D on the miscellaneous is a kind of another amendment that relates to revises and updates the claim administrator, the fee administrator, the certification administrator, the prescription drug program, and the preferred provider organization, and between Midlands and Dakota County. And I think that's the one that talks about Magellan and introducing a new program called Value Match through Magellan RX, which is the drug program. So a lot of it's just the names are changing from our old plan document. So I'm assuming we're going to get a new plan document sometime, and we'll probably be adopting that. Yep. That'll have all of this incorporated, but this is the interim solution. Yep.
May I?
That's correct.
Yes.
May I? Mm-hmm. I'm going to approve the chair to sign the amendment to the Dakota County Employee Health Benefit Plan, which changes, revises, and updates references to the chair, the claims administrator, pre-certifications, drug program, prescriptions, providers, the PPO between Mid-America Benefits and Dakota County.
Second.
All right, Scott, Bob. Any discussion? Are we good? Okay.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, and item number E on the miscellaneous and old business is discussion regarding the county to consider a resolution supporting the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment on the right to bear arms. And I think there's an information in here in the packet. Governor Ricketts' release on Nebraska will stand up for gun rights, and there's a couple of examples of resolutions from Thompson County and Clay County.
When I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago, there were 35 people, right before Governor Ricketts' thing came out, his staff was calling every county, and they had 35-plus counties that have already done this.
35 out of 90-some?
Three. Yep.
93. And this is already, it's already in the Constitution, but they just want the counties to recertify that we support the Constitution? That way.
Or you got contacted by somebody too, right?
That's it.
That's it? That we want to say don't take the Second Amendment out?
Yeah.
I would hope they wouldn't do that.
I kind of like the shorter resolution versus the longer one.
The shorter resolution, which is the...
The one that's from Thomas?
Yeah.
The one from Thomas County.
Yeah. There was a lot of them that adopted that, and there was a lot of them that adopted the other one, but pretty much all of them used either one of these.
Okay, so do you have a number assigned to?
Nope. I don't have it on the agenda. Just discussion only. Do you want to do something like this, or do you not?
I think we need to.
We have to.
Yeah. I think maybe we should for our next meeting. Put it on there, and I think that we should definitely, without a doubt, have a resolution supporting the U.S. Constitution, have the Second Amendment, right to bear arms.
As long as they're not automatic weapons. No.
Wow.
I don't like automatic. I don't think citizens should have any of automatic, but normal people. But no, I do support the Second Amendment. Okay. So.
Okay.
As long as we're all okay with it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. Troy's okay with it. You're okay with it. Bob, you okay with the Second Amendment? Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, so next time we'll get some language. I like simple rather than...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with the short one.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Because basically we're just reinforcing that we support the U.S. United States Constitution as written.
I like it.
All right.
Are we doing a jump?
Do we get to do that? Well, the sheriff isn't even here.
Well, I forgot to put his report on.
Oh.
They had it ready, and I went, oops.
So maybe that's next time, too.
I had taken it off. Never mind. It's
Joan, she is here.
Yeah, I thought I was perfect, but I'm not.
She gives us all the right words, but forgot one item. She's a peach. So maybe that's next time. We haven't got to go anyway, have we? We're
required to go in April, but we haven't because of COVID, and I'm guessing that that's probably going to be the situation again. But
still, okay.
I don't know. Okay. That's up to him.
But we'll at least get a jail report next time.
Yes.
And maybe we can go to jail, maybe we can't. Okay.
That'd be it.
All right. Well, item number six is commissioner and committee reports from any of you that have things to report that you...
I didn't make it to the... the one last Friday that we had, or a week ago Friday, what was that? The
handbook.
The handbook. I did not make it to that one. I apologize. And then today we had a safety meeting. It was pretty It was pretty vague and short and simple, I guess. It was talked about the fire extinguishers are going to have a committee, excuse me, a class on how all the employees, so I think Joan's going to get some information out to all the employees on that. And then we got to look at the fire drill. Yeah. Oh, and then the rug situation. Yeah, so I don't.
So I can. Do you want me to go on with?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I do.
Bob and I got together with Kevin because we do Building and Grounds, and we talked about one of the topics was the rugs out front, and I see we have a deal from a pair to change them out every now and then, but Bob, what did we decide on the? On the rugs?
On the ones we have?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to go away.
And polish the floor.
Yeah. And the new rugs we can't talk about. Because it's not on the agenda.
Well, it's just...
The committee report?
It's just an information.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I have had some people express some concerns about at least having a rug in the summer. Entrance and exit, just to wipe your feet off before you.
And the winter.
Yeah.
Well, and the winter we're talking about putting it back in, most of them, weren't we? Or what?
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, okay.
I guess.
I just know that Kevin brought it up during the public, or excuse me, during the safety committee about the rugs, that you guys wanted to take the rugs completely away. Mm-hmm. I said, are you sure that you heard them correctly? Because I can't imagine of going away from completely all rugs. I told him, I couldn't agree more that the floors need polished. No question about it. But I guess as far as the rugs going away, as far as the repair coming in, they just come in and kind of, I think, looked at all the rugs that are around here and just give us a price on that. And I think that could be... I don't know what your guys' plans are of the Buildings and Grounds. If you're going to have him just clean these rugs every so often, if it's a power wash, dry them out, whatever the case may be. But it's just somebody needs to get with him and clarify some things, is all I'm saying. Because I don't think he knows exactly.
Well, the safety committee didn't.
Yeah, we were okay. We were baffled about not having any rugs anywhere. I mean, the safety committee, because everybody's like, well, you got to have rugs out. I mean, people come in from the rain or
something. You got to have something for somebody to trip on.
So they
right?
Don't.
Well, trip on or wipe, I guess. I would rather take my chances to have somebody trip on a rug than slipping and falling without a rug. You know, I don't know. That was my first safety committee.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to hear what goes on. But
you can have them at least by the entrance and doors, I think, just so people can wipe their feet, maybe. You might not.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll talk to Kevin again.
Yeah, or talk to the...
If there's confusion.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of confusion, as long as saying. He did, yeah. And maybe you guys weren't telling him to take them all off.
Well, and we do want him to, you know, when we have whatever rugs wherever, it is his job to clean them and...
Power wash them, et cetera.
Vacuum them once a month, maybe power wash them once a month, every couple weeks or something. So, and that's probably something we need to clarify, too. I don't know if we... But anyway, I guess we're a work in progress on the building.
No, I understand. No, I get it. But he had us confused as the safety committee because we wasn't for sure what he was getting at. And I told him I would discuss it with you guys just to make sure.
We will have another meeting with Kevin coming up, and we'll just go from there. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Other than that, I think there's something else I went to, but I can't remember. Everybody used to say that all the time. There's something else. But that's all I have, Chair.
Okay. Anybody else have any committee meetings they went to? Joan and I were in the handbook meeting, and we got halfway through the handbook.
Yep.
And it went well, I hear.
Yeah, we're making some progress. I mean, there's a, like I said, it's good to kind of look at it and see what the policies and procedures are. And
Coming around the, what did I hear that was the next topic that was? Time clock.
Yeah, one of the new things in this new handbook that we're looking at is a grievance committee, which is something we haven't had before. Rather than having, I mean, if you recall, having them come before the commissioners and talking about personnel issues is sometimes kind of an awkward in the public meeting.
And spell out some wages and spell out some wage steps and
longevities and et cetera.
So it's more.
And I couldn't agree more what Joan just said earlier, the time clock situation. I know I was kind of on it hot and heavy at one time over the years as my prior years serving as a commissioner, and it seemed like it went nowhere, but I know Troy brought it to my attention today. This morning we talked, and anyways, I'd like to see it maybe come about again and see where we're at. But
we do have them some places, don't we?
No. Nowhere.
Nowhere, okay.
Everything's the honor system, which I always thought it was the craziest thing. And this is what happens in this industry, in the government, local, everybody will beat you down until you're exhausted. And eventually, mm-hmm. you just say, okay, move on to the next thing. Exactly what they'll do. Mm-hmm. If you've ever noticed that or not, I sure noticed it a lot. They exhaust you. And once you get exhausted, then you get tired, and then you walk away from it, and then guess what? It goes away. I'm just being honest with you. That's the whole point of it. They exhaust you. Because everybody will have a problem. You'll have this attorney or NIRMA, or you'll have NACO and this and this and that, and then you start trying to evaluate everything, and then it's up, then you come up with the second, you know, game plan, and then the game plan, that'll get shot down. They exhaust you. So what happens? Mark my words, you'll see it. It happens.
I think there's a time clock on this surplus list, actually. Too, I noticed that.
There's no way.
I think there is, because I thought about that.
The jail had one. And okay, it is on there, and Dawn Bosque got it for her office.
Okay. Oh. I was going to say, because I thought there was one on here, because I thought we just had that discussion on
there. Yep.
So I figured somebody had them.
Yep.
Well, I can sure see where time clocks would be perfect.
Yeah. I think so.
At least the road department. Mm-hmm. I don't much know nothing about these guys in here.
I find it hard to believe that you would just think it's the road department only.
Because you ought to go with me, Sonny, someday.
No. I
show you.
Believe me, I've been all around, right?
What time to work and what time to leave.
I know exactly what goes on. Believe me, I've been around.
Well, then how come you don't want time clocks?
I do want time clocks.
He does.
Yeah, I do.
Well, then we know it's unanimous.
Yeah, I do want time clocks.
You want me to get some bids?
Yeah, get some bids. Let's get the ball rolling on some time clocks. I'm all for it.
Well, we got to be, you know, cost conscious, but mm-hmm. we got to make an attempt at least.
Well, and the other thing that would do is I think it kind of tallies how much, like, you put in your vacation and stuff too, doesn't it? A good time clock system will.
It could probably.
Like when you put in your sick.
You know, I guess it all depends how it's structured, but at the same time, you just have to think about.
NACO/MIPS has a program that ties right into payroll. So what they mm-hmm. punch goes in, and Letty, you know, would not have to manually enter from a timesheet anymore. It would all be part of the payroll program.
Yeah. And whether they had the vacation or the person, count time.
And then I talked to South Sioux City, who has time clocks, and they said there's a lot of oops, you know. Mm-hmm.
What's oops mean?
Well, I forgot to clock out. I was here, but I forgot to, you know. So, there was a lot of manual, having to fix, go in and fix it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember looking at a lot of different things, but if you stop and think about it, the person that shows up at 5 after or 8 after or 10 after on a daily basis, and they're here and they're there and it's going to happen, but if you calculate that time that they just write down, oh, I'll just take it out on my break, or I won't take, you know, the 15-minute break, I'll take a 10-minute break, or whatever the case may be, and does it ever happen? I don't know. I just think people need to be accountable for it. Like I said, 2011, my first year here, and they didn't have time clocks. I thought it was the most absurd thing I've ever heard. I mean, I just got a small little operation. I make everybody punch. I don't trust anybody. I don't. They've all been there for years. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust my wife.
Also, there's a...
Just kidding.
From a liability standpoint...
That's recorded, Scott.
I don't care.
One of the things...
I could care less.
Liability
issues. So, for instance, a lot of our offices, people have timesheets that say 8 to 5. Well, nobody works. You know, maybe Joan does, but everybody else, you know. So, if there's an, so let's say for whatever reason a employee would leave, okay, and then there's a for whatever reason there's some kind of a discrepancy and there's a lawsuit, okay. So Pam Bourne, one of your favorites,
scary lady,
she says that if they would come in and have to do, say we'd have to go to trial, have to go to court for whatever reason. We pull the timesheets. The biggest liability that we have going, 8 to 5.
And we changed that.
We changed that.
We've addressed that.
All the time.
You know? Yeah.
But the time, if it helped with our payroll, I think that would be a benefit, because like I said, there's a lot of
and the other
written
thing
comp time.
Pam Bourne stated was that, you know, people know the roll forward and roll backward. And
what does she mean by that?
If you're there at 8:07, it can roll back to 8 o'clock, or if you're there at 8:08, then it goes to 8:15.
Oh, it rounds up and down.
You got that quarter hour round up and down thing, which is what most of the offices are using. And she said if the time clocks will take that away. Also, it depends on how you have them programmed. And she said that one company saved like $40,000 in the first year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Everybody would play in the system. Yeah. Everybody knows how to play the system.
The money you'll save, it'll pay for the time clock, and then some, I promise you. I don't know. Like I said, it was an old drum that I beat for a long time.
Particularly if it's, like I said, I was thinking more payroll, because I know there's a lot of hand calculation that goes into that off to the side.
Yeah, there is, too.
It's a lot. I mean, it's easier to miss things, right? Yeah. And then it said, no, you don't have any vacation left. No, you don't have any comp time left.
It's a little complicated because we got three unions and everybody has different benefits and different sick days. It'll be a nightmare setting up, but once it's set up, hopefully.
And Larry, you're a business guy and you know what time your people come to work. But at the same time, you know, I got 10 people and realistically, they're like cattle. You know, they punch in pretty much the same time all the time. But at the same time, you start getting them right in and out. I've seen it. You know, having somebody sign off on it.
Well, you can with a thumb trick.
Right, exactly. But I'm just saying that I just think it's very imperative, and I think that we need to.
So, fingerprint, you want to look at fingerprint? So,
well, I'm going to help you.
Otherwise, you get the money system, they punch a clock for you.
I've had businesses had a lot of trouble with that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you know how the MIPS program,
MIPS
that would work?
No. The one that ties into our system, I think that makes.
Would you have a. Say, probably be on a computer in somebody's office.
No, it'd be an actual time clock.
It would.
So each department, they'd be strategically located. And
so if we're doing, office. You know, so there's a little bit of, that was the other hang up last time was the roads, the shops in Emerson and Homer are not
internet
accessible, so we might have a little cost there.
There's no internet at those two? That's weird.
Let's just
and
research it.
Yeah,
let's just,
that's good.
Let's
idea.
Just
yeah.
let's
maybe
just
we
say
do
what's
something.
Happened. Try.
We
just
could,
see
we
and then by
something.
The new fiscal year, we could probably maybe know by July 1st.
We'll know if it's either going to work or it's not going to work, or if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like the idea of making payroll easier because it is a lot of hand calculation right now.
It might be painful if we find something to get it set up, but it might save time in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Worth looking into. Because that was one of the things in the handbook we talked about that a little bit. Mm-hmm.
The union contract between the road department and the county, when does that expire?
June 30th. Yeah, July 1st is the first
June 30th.
New year. Yeah.
Until a new one is signed, technically, is the correct answer.
It carries on as whatever's in paper.
Well, if you now have a negotiated new one,
it doesn't matter. It just keeps going. It just carries right on until you write a new contract.
So they ever came to us with a request?
Proposal? Not yet.
They said that they asked to negotiate, but we haven't gotten.
Anything. We're working on our end, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we got one of them, maybe.
We've got a request from the jail already with all their changes, and I forwarded it to Jerry Pigsley.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Hammer has said that they're working on it and will have it done within a week or so from the sheriff's side. And I sent the letter to the president of the local 251 in Omaha for the road department, but I haven't heard back from him. Jerry Pigsley had me write a letter to each of the unions stating that we were requiring to have their changes in writing and then we will set a date and time.
I'm excited about that. That's going to work out well.
So,
okay.
Got one.
the others are talking. I haven't heard anything from the roads.
Did they have a change in their
Carl Bev's left, and there's some new guy.
A new guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, they can still get their stuff together. That we can, take a look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Perfect.
Other thoughts or meeting things? That's all I can think of right now. Oh, and we have a compensation committee meeting this Friday. Yep. Which kind
Bob
of
Bob and Janet.
We'll kind of feed back into
o'clock.
The,
mm-hmm.
2 o'clock.
A what meeting?
Salary.
Compensation committee.
Salary.
The, when we were talking about the compensation.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anything? Tim, anything from you? You've been kind of quiet the whole meeting.
Nope.
We haven't got ourselves in trouble yet, Ben.
Nope, you had the same things with Mark that I did on a couple of those.
Okay. All right. Well, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, should we adjourn?
Sure.
Don't need a motion for that. I can just do it, can I?
Yep.
Most, adjourn.
Okay.
One of these days I'm going to try to get done in an hour. One of these days.
Oh.